Eloheinu melech ha'olam shehakol niyeh bivro. Siyata Nishmaya, let's turn back to the concluding bracha of Birchas HaShachar. After we enumerated, we listed bracha after bracha of Shvach and Hodot, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, thanking Him HaKol Prat to Prat. We concluded with the V'hi Ratzon L'fanecha on the heels of Ma'aver Sheina Ma'ina Yusnuma Me'afapai. So we're thinking, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, now we're asking Him, Shetagileinu M'so'asecha, how our hergel should be that we naturally, instinctively, are running after the Torah V'dabkeinu B'mitzvah. We want to be mezdabik, we want to be attached legamri to the mitzvah of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and it's not enough to be attached to the Tzan HaTov. We want to have a distance from the Tzan HaRa. So we ask HaKadosh Baruch Hu in the same breath, V'al t'v'yeno lo l'dei chet, v'lo l'dei avera, v'avner lo l'dei nisayin, v'lo l'dei vizayin. V'al tashle d'banu yetzah hara. We don't want the yetzahar, the evil inclination, to rule over us. And in order to do that, first is to make sure we're distanced from Adam Ra. As the Gra Nodos explain, a person who inherently is evil, humechavara, a person who might put on a facade of friendship, but in the end he has evil, conniving ways. V'davkeinu b'yetzar tov, keep us away from the yetzahara. And just like we ask, v'davkeinu b'mitzvah secha, have us attached to the yetzahar tov, uv'masim tovim, and have us attached to masim tovim. And the question, of course, is, what's the difference if we're attached to the yetzahar tov, then the mela, we're going to do masim tovim. What is this, pakosh miyachedes, v'davkeinu b'masim tovim? Right to the siach yitzhak in the Siddur HaGra. And the Yetzer that encompasses the Tziyurim HaMesorim and Baleva Adam, various imagery that inspires, that awakens within a person, Kimo Tziyuri HaNova, Hayidei HaZboninus Bechesu HaNasav, a person can examine, could scrutinize his ways, and that can lead the individual to being an Anav, to being humble and modest. Or Tziyuri HaChemla HaZolos of Yamas Chesim VeChayotzeibo, you can start imagining, you can envision what it means to do good for your friend, what it means to love Chesed, or you could have the opposite side, it could be Gaiva, it could be Kas and the like. But in Kol Zeh, continues the Siach Yitzhak, Tzorach L'zeh Chizik V'Sorah She'yitzin L'Pulos Adam. It's one thing that I imagine I wish I could do good, I could bestow favors upon those with whom I come in contact. It's a very nice idea that I love Chesed, but L'maisa, it's got to go Mikoach L'Poel. It's got to materialize, it's got to reach fruition. O Beloze Yishor Ne'ev Arekimiz, and at the end of the day, you can have all the desires and you can want to go ahead. And after your Hisponinus and Hisvotinus, you could say, I'm going to be a good person. And I want to be a Bach Chesed, but in the end of the day, it's got to come Lidei Asiya. It has to result in action. If it doesn't result in action, it will now transform you on an ongoing and a meaningful basis. And therefore, continues the Siach Yitzhak, V'al Zeba Makosha, V'al Kedah V'yitzhak Tovim Asim Tovim. In the end of the day, I want to have an attachment to the Yetzer Tov. That means what? My imagery. Those things that I think about are Yetzer Tov feelings and emotions and thoughts, as opposed to Yetzer Hara thoughts and feelings and emotions. I want to always be attached. I want to always be thinking that which is going on in the mindset, if you will, of my evil, of my positive, my good inclination. But it's not enough that I'm thinking good thoughts. It's not enough that I'm imagining I wish I were a good person. It's got to be v'davkeinu b'masim tovim. It's got to translate into action. It's got to go mikoach l'pol. The same with the Ramban writes at the end of Vayera. Avram Avinu has to undergo 10 tests. Be'asor nisyonos nisnas Avram Avinu. And the end of the day, asks the Ramban, Hashem Yisbroch knows that he's going to pass the test of flying colors. He knows what Avram Avinu, what his DNA is all about. It's very nice, Avram Avinu, and then Hashem knows that, but it's got to come Mikoch L'Poel, and he saw it as the Pshat, and he's L'Hisnoh, says Bo. I want to test you so I can hold you up on a staff up high and say, look at what I've created. Look at a person who took the Machshavah Tovah and he made it to Lidei Maisa. He brought it to fruition, to materialization, to actualization. It's got to lead Lidei Asiya. It's not enough. The Davkeinu B'Yetzer Tovah, it's got to lead to Masim Tovah. What do we say to a child when he's born. There was a bris here in the shul this morning. Kashem shenichas labris, kenikonis latorah, holochopo the masim tovim. Some rishonim have the girsa, kenikonis latolochopo the mitzvahs of masim tovim. Either way, masim tovim doesn't simply refer to mitzvahs. It's not mitzvahs, it's masim tovim. The idea being that you can do a mitzvah even if you're not a good person. You do a mitzvah, people do mitzvahs and nashim lamado. This is how you were trained, this is the chinuch that you got. And a mele, it happens to be that you do mitzvahs. Masim tovim means that you're an ish tov, that you're a person who wants to bestow tov, you want to do good things. That's masim tovim. I want to take the tov in me because I'm attached to my yetzer tov, but it's not enough that I'm thinking yetzer tov thoughts, it's not enough that I'm constantly mizdambik with my yetzer tov. I want it to translate it to masim tovim. That means above and beyond the call of duty, not simply mitzvahs, but masim tovim. Why would Masim Tovim then be more appropriate than mitzvahs in the context of Kashem Shinkanish and Nichnas Labris, Kenny Kanish the Torah, the Chubul Masim Tovim? So we once wanted to suggest the following. If I could share with you Shalom Zachar Torah. In fact, you have to always have a lot of Shalom Zachar Torah, because as I mentioned, you know, this past Friday night I only had one Shalom Zachar, but the previous two Friday nights I had three. And there was one time I had four. So it's no big deal, right? You just come with one fart and use the same fart at all three if they ask you to speak, or all four. Except the night that I had four, I had three in Farakway and one in Lawrence. And I went to the first one. They said, oh, fine, I can speak. I said, no, it's unnecessary. I don't need to speak. No, speak. Okay, fine, I'll speak. And then I said, no problem. I left the number one. I was going number two. And all of a sudden, three, four guys said, don't worry, my father, we'll go with you. I said, no, don't go with me. Stay here. It's okay. No, no, we're going with you. Okay. So then I go with the Chevron, three, four guys. I go to number two, and I have to say, I have to come up with a new Shalom Zachar Stuka Torah, and then I'm ready to go. Okay, I'm trying to sneak out. Don't worry, Rabbi Fine, I will come with you again. I said, no, please, you guys, two is enough, right? That's what saying that. I have to come up with another Stuka. I said, okay, guys, you come with, no, Lawrence, so now you can go by yourself, Rabbi. I have the three Farakai ones, and then they were fine already. By the time I got to Lawrence, the people were already mostly asleep. They didn't want to hear any different Torah anyway. But it always is interesting to think it's not mitzvahs, it's masim tovim. Kashem shenichas the bris, can he tell? So why is it masim tovim? Why is it not the mitzvahs? Our girsa lamaisa isn't mitzvahs, it's masim tovim. And as we said, from the very fact that the Rishonim will have the girsa, mitzvahs and masim tovim, from that mucha milsim in Eyabe, it's self-evident that mitzvahs is not the same thing as masim tovim. Clearly they're not. So what exactly are we referring to when we say masim tovim? So perhaps the idea is as follows. How does the child come into the bris mila? Kashim shenichas the bris. So we're turning to this rachanimo. How lamaisa did he come into this bris? He just came in with an awareness of what ideal Torah is all about. After all, needed aflam and abad beis. He just learned with the best Rebbe in the world. Every other Rebbe, Gemara Moi Katan and Chagiga, and at Tezvav, you have to have find a Rebbe who's domal amalach Hashem Tzvokas. You got to find a Rebbe who is like a malach. But if you can get a malach himself, and that Aman is the best Rebbe in the world, so here a malach is learning Kol Tarkula. And now it was asked to Rechaim Kanevsky, how long does it take to learn Kol Tarkula? And I remember it's the Tinok, is it by osmosis? It's kilo, it's automatically absorbed. Is it over 9 months? So what happens when a child comes out prematurely? Did he not get the whole Torah? Kilo, he got Torah Sanigla. He didn't get Torah Sanister. Did he get? He's holding in the middle of Tikkun Ezor. Hashem, you can't take him out. In the end of the day, clearly you don't need 9 months. You don't need 8 months. You don't need 7 months. Pashas, he's getting called Tarakula. He gets it pretty quickly. And he keeps chazering it over and over and over again. So he's got the best Rebbe in the world. He's got no distractions. There's no internet. And there's no news. There's no newspapers and magazines in there. He's got nothing to do all day but learn the Torah. He's got no distractions. If you want to conjure up an image of what utopia for someone who wants to learn, he got the best Rebbe in the world. The Rebbe is also a chavrusa. How many people learn to have a chavrusa with their Rebbe? And he got the best Rebbe in the world, a malach mamish, who knows Kol Torkul in his fingertips, has no other negias, no kavanah sholo shem shamayim. So he got the best Rebbe. He's also your chavrusa. You don't have to pay him anything. It's free. It's all coming gratis. And your mamish, you're in a portable waterbed. You got the amniotic fluid. You're as comfortable as you could be. It's portable air conditioning system. No complaints. Whatever you want is at your fingertips. you all the food. You don't even have to pay for your food. You don't need your wife to serve you the food. It's right there. It's coming automatically into your system. You have an IV line, the umbilical cord. Your mamish getting your food. Your gashmis is taking care of you. If you want to conjure up that is mamish, you can't even imagine what it means. Talmud Torah, l'shem shemayim. Not only that, the child has no ulterior motives. You're clearly learning kula shem shemayim. There's nobody around to show off to. There's no one around to talk to. You're not learning lekanter. You're not learning lizgos. You're learning kol kula l'shem shemayim. Just to know kol tzur kula. That is Talmud Torah to the nth degree. And what about chuppah? So the Sefer Mekorim and Hagim and Siman Chav says that three times a person is united, even if it's only for a brief moment in time, but there are three periods in your life when Hashem takes the two halves of an neshama, the Ish and Isha, and He unites them and merges, fuses them into one. One is that, B'shas Leida, when the child is born. Number two, B'shas the Chuppah, underneath the Chuppah for but a moment, writes the Mekorim and Hagim, and it's born in the Shas Hashivas, Matzav Ayosha, and the Zohar Brachos and Siman Zion. Hashem brings the two neshamas together. La'achar Misa, you spend Nitzvias, you spend La'achar Misa together with your other half, the other Chatzi of the neshama. Those are the three times. So time number one is when the child is born, Alpi the Sefer Mekorim and Hagim, Hashem takes your neshama and He unites it with your other half, with your Chatzi Hasheni of that Bechinas HaNeshama. What about Masam Tovim? Notice it's not mitzvahs. And the other day, the mother is not doing any mitzvahs on behalf of the child. The child isn't the recipient of any mitzvahs per se, but he is the recipient of Masam Tovim. What a Masam Tovim? When you're such an Ish or an Isha Tova, and you're all about good. You want nothing more but to do what? But to bestow endless and abundant chesed and tov unto somebody else. The Ramchal and Derech Hashem Dasvanas, why did Hashem create the world? He's the ultimate mative, who wants nothing more but to be mative and mabrias to Haidu. He wants to do masim tovim for his brias. Hashem isn't doing a mitzvah for us. Hashem, no one's commanding Hashem kaviyochel. Hashem wants, He's the ultimate mative. He wants nothing more but to bestow endless masim tovim on the bria. He wants to be mative and mabrias. He wants to do tov in mabrias. Where is the child or enough for all these 9 months? The child is receiving endless care, love, and devotion. And the mother might be throwing up in the middle of the night. She might be looking for ice cream in the middle of the night. And whatever the case is, in the end of the day, she's carrying around this extra piece of luggage. And all the child is doing is receiving endless masam tovim. Now, mitzvahs per se, but he's the recipient of unrestrained masim tovim of a mother who wants nothing more but to bestow tov onto this child, even though it's mamash chesed shalemes. Child's not doing anything tov right now for the mother. Ultimately, he'll come out into the world, but right now, she is bestowing endless good. So how did this child come into the world? He came into the world with the recognition of what Torah is all about. He came into the world with the recognition of what it means to be united with his other half, and he came into the world with the recognition of what it means masim tovim. He saw masim tovim, his mother and his father, what they did, and the love, care, and concern that they showered upon him endlessly. That's how the child, those are the new found awarenesses with which the child came into the bris milah. So we turn to the child on the yom ha-bris, and we say, Kashem Shinich Zabris, the same way you came into the bris, and you understood what Torah was, and you understood what Masam Tovim Lashma, Chesed Shalemus is all about, and you understood what it means to be connected to your other half, Kani Kanis L'Torah, all the Torah that you approach, Mekan Al Haba, henceforth for the rest of your life, remember the way you came into the bris, and the Torah that you understood then, that's how you should approach, that should be your Gisha, your approach to all the Torah you can learn, henceforth in time, and thus, when you approach the Chuppah, and Hashem reunites you with the other half, remember what it was to be connected to the other half. That's what you're doing when you're going into the chuppah. And when you approach all the masim tovim for the rest of your life, go back and remember what it means, emistika masim tovim. Remember what it means, chesed shalemes. Chesed shalemes means that even if the other person doesn't reciprocate one iota, just bestow endless love, care, and devotion, chesed shalemes. And that should be how you should approach the masim tovim for the rest of your life. And that's Tabkeinu B'Yetzirto Masim Tovim. I don't want to just be connected to it. I don't want to just think that I want to be an Anav, that I want to go ahead and be a Baal Chesed, that I want to be nice. I want it to translate into Masim Tovim, piggybacking on the mention of Yetzer HaTov, a Yetzer that always pushes me and propels me in the direction of doing Tov. Hashem, I'll be the Siach Yitzchak. Let it be now translated into Masim Tovim Be'etzem. Let them be Masim Tovim. That should be my Mahalach HaChayim, always engaged in more and more Masim Tovim. We mentioned last week that many Mepharshim understand. Rosh Shimon Trump talks about this and others. I'm asking Hashem now to kilo force my Yetzara that I always will do good. Dehainu Hashem, let me be attached to my Yetzar Tov. And if for some reason I'm not attached to my Yetzar Tov, force me to always be the Shtabalach, I should always be an Evan Hashem. But answer the Panim Yelfa, Shapinchas Levi Harowitz as follows. He says, in the end of the day, we just asked Hashem, attach us to the Yetzar Tov. And we asked Hashem, I want to always be doing Masim Tovim. Ella what? Sometimes if I do Masim Tovim, it might be that I'm doing Masim Tovim because I want to get Tzchar, because I want to get reward from a Kodesh Baruch Hu. Adds the Panim Yelfas, V'choves Hachinu L'shtabilach. You know what? The same way Atinginus Yisocha tells us in the opening pages of Perk Yelvas, Perk Yelvas, Mishneh Gimel, L'hovu kavodim ha-mashamashin s'nrav ha-mnasakav ha-pras, and l'hovu kavodim ha-mashamashin s'nrav shalom ha-mnasakav ha-pras, v'yimor shamayim aleichem. Hazos ha-meres, I want to serve Hashem, not to get any reward, not to get any compensation, ach v'rak, to do what? To be an Eved Hashem. That's why he's mishtamish with the Bitoy Befrat. He uses specifically the terminology of be like Avodim Hamasham Sasrav. I want to be an Eben Hashem who serves Hashem Ach Farak to be Mekayim the Ratzon Habori. That's it. I don't want the schar. I don't want the reward. The Vilna Gaon was unbelievably happy when he borrowed. There was one yid in Vilna, 1 year. Had a lulav and esrog, had a dalaminim. Nobody else in Vilna had it. And the Vilna Gaon said, can I use it to be a kind of dalaminim? So the Gevir said, it took me a lot of time and effort to secure this one loan set of dalaminim. But I'll tell you what, Vilna Gaon, I'll give you this dalaminim, I'll tonight, that you give me all the schar that you're going to get from being Mekai and the Mitzvah dalaminim. The girl said, yes, no problem. And he was so happy that day. And his dalaminim said, Rebbe, why are you so happy? He says, my whole life, I never knew if I did the mitzvahs ach v'rak to serve the Borei Olam. Now that I just made a deal with him and I gave him all the reward that I'm getting from this mitzvah, now I know I'm doing the dalaminim 100% just to be mekayim the tzivah of Hashem Yisbarach. That's b'chol beis inemanu. Moshe Rabbeinu didn't do a fenny schar. The greatest praise writes the Radak at the end of, sorry, the beginning of Sefer Yeshua, and he comments on the fact that Moshe Rabbeinu dies as an Evan Hashem, and the beginning of Sefer Yeshua begins, Vayamas Moshe Evan Hashem, writes the Radak, that's the greatest praise in the world. The greatest praise in Evan Hashem, and that's why in the end of Aloscha, when Aaron and Miriam, and when they speak about the Moshe Rabbeinu, Hashem's testimony is, Bechol Beisi Neman Hu, he is an Evan Naman, writes the Panim Yelfas, an Evan Naman is, a trustworthy servant does only what the Eibishter wants him to do, absolutely nothing more than nothing less. That's an Evan Emon. And writes in the Tzivin HaMekdavar in the end of Aloscha, even though we had a koach to be Mashana Teva, Moshe Rabbeinu would never do anything unless Hashem was Mitzava him. This is exactly what I want you to do. That's the greatest praise to be an Evan Hashem. Writes upon him, that's what we ask Hashem. Hashem, you know what? I want to be attached to my Yitzhar Tov. You know what? I want it to result and actualize into the Masim Tovim. But in case my Kavanah is not pure and pristine, I want to now add an additional tefillah, writes the Panim Yafos, the Choves Eternal L'Shtabalach. When I do those mitzvahs and Masim Tovim, I don't want to do them for the schar. I don't want to do them because it makes me feel good. I want to do them, why? Only because L'Hishtabalach L'Shin Avdus, I want to be Mishtabin myself to you, Mavata Ritzoin Chalifnei Ritzono, Hashem force my Yetzer, that I'm not doing it for me. I want to make sure to do it Ach L'Rak L'Shtabalach because I want to serve you, and that's Usneinu Hayom V'Chol Yom L'Cheinu. It's not for me. Nothing's for me. I want that my way should find chen and ches and rachamim in your eyes. And that's the maril, that even though we only find it by Esther, Esther was given a gift of the chen and ches and rachamim. Otherwise, they almost never, he writes, come at the same time. But I ask, that whether it's the chen, whether it's the ches, whether it's the rachamim, I want my masim tovim to always be for Hashem. It's never about me. It's about Be'enecha, and it's Be'enecha Ro'enu. Why? The same way Rebbe writes in Perkei Avos, Perkei Beis, Mishnah Aleph, all your Maisim should be Teferes Lo Manadav, Teferes Lo, and Min Ha'adam, Teferes for you, but Teferes for all people. It should be in the eyes of everybody else, that it's always the Chenech Hasar, meaning again, the Hargosha, the spotlight is turned not on me, it's turned rather, it's all for Hashem, the Shtabar Loch, and it's Be'enecha, and it's Be'enecha Ro'enu, it's not for me. It's always everything I do, Hashem should be, not for the Schar, it should be as an Evan Neman, it should be in your bias. I want to be your Evan, and I want to do all the things for you and not for me. And how do we close? Sigma Leinu. Chasadim Tovim Hashem. And now that I set forth my plan, I want to be distanced from Ra, from the Yitzhahara, from the Adam Ra, from a Chava Ra. Anything, any entity, any person that represents evil in this world, whether intrinsically evil, whether a person who has intent to do evil to harm me, or whether it's Yitzhar who is Ra Mamish Batsem, keep me away from all those things. And attach me to the Yitzhar Tov, but make sure that those thoughts and emotions can actualize, can reach fruition, and make sure that I'm not doing them for any personal reasons. I don't want to have any personal negias. It's always for you, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and to be Mekanesh Shem Shamayim, Uvaini Charoeinu, that it should be Lechino Chesed Rachamim, and I should inspire other people to do your will. But we conclude, now that I put that forward, the Singh Malenu Ches Hashem, please bestow upon us Chasodim Tovim. Obvious question is, isn't every Chesed Tov? What in the world does it mean, Chasodim Tovim? A chesed, by definition, the chayra is tov. It seems to be repetitive. What is the taich of a sigmaleno? Hashem, you should be gomel to me. Chasodim that are tovim. Writes the Siach Yitzchak, Shia tachlisam tov, and that the tachlis should be latov. It should be, Hashem, give me chesed, and the whole tachlis should be a chesed that's always going to be tov. That's one explanation. And writes the Shulchan Aruch, another explanation. In his Siddur Shar Shamayim, Rabbi Yeshaya Halevi Harwitz, the Shlomo HaKodesh writes, what is Sigmalenu Chasodim Tovim? Ki ish Chasodim Hama'atim Zuchuyos. There are some Chasodim Hashem does for us that if Hashem gives you this Chesed, it thereby diminishes your Schar in the next world. Yaakovinu says, Katotim Yikola Chasodim. What's Katotim Chasodim? He says, Haya Yorei Chazal say, Shem Nismatu Zuchuyosav. Hashem, you're so kind to me. You're doing so many good things for me. But I'm worried it's going to be Menachem Yishuyosai. It's going to go out and take away from my Zuchuyos in the next world. Al Zeanim Avakshim writes the Shlom, Shua Chasodim Tovim. They shouldn't be Chasodim that have a Tzad Harak. Is they going to take away from my schar in the next world? There should be chasodim, chesed that you do for me, Hashem, that are kokulo tov from start to finish, and they shouldn't take away 1 ounce of my schar in olam haba. And make sure that they're chasodim that are ach v'rak l'tov. That's the Shulchan Aruch. So we have the Siach Yitzchak that the chesed, the tachlis, should always be and solely be l'tov. You have the Shulchan Aruch that they should not be menachem yischuyoseinu. Let them be 100% good, and they should not take away 1 ounce of my schar in the next world. And then we have the Yitzchak bought in the Otzar Tfilos. And the Eitz Yosef says, many times Hashem does things, and we don't see the chesed in them, but we know that in the end of the day, that's all to get us to do the right thing. Hashem sometimes punishes us. And for example, when Hashem gives us a punishment, as Tzadik writes, and Tzidkas HaTzadik, Mina Kenegamida is a bracha. And the reason why Hashem punishes Mina Kenegamida is to let you know, I'm not punishing you, stomp, to give you a patch, to give you an onish. I'm always going to punish you in a tzur, in a form of Mina Kenegamida, measure for measure, because it's only to inspire and to awaken in you the realization of why you're getting the onish in the first place, to put you back on track. And the Sefer Avodas Yisrael says, the word Ra, we perceive evil in this world, Resh Ayin, but that's because we're looking at it from our perspective of Resh Ayin. But what is the real way to read Aseira Aleph Beis? The Ayin comes before the Resh. Writes the Hasidus Rebbe, the Avodas Yisrael, look at it from the proper perspective. When you get Ra, Resh Ayin, don't see it Resh Ayin, because you're looking at it backwards. If you see it from God's perspective, the way Hashem gave us the Osios or the Aleph Beis, Ra is really Ayin Resh. When Hashem gives us evil, it's only air, le'orer. It's only to wake us up. You're driving in the New Jersey Turnpike. Let's say you're going from New York down to Baltimore. Nowadays, you're certainly staying away from Baltimore. Everything going on in Baltimore, that's not where you're heading these days. But in the end of the day, let's say you're on the New Jersey Turnpike going south. You think you're going south, and then you get a flat tire, and you say, Hashem, but I got to make the meaning. How can you give me a flat tire? And then the AAA comes along, and they change the flat, and they say, buddy, where are you going, Baltimore? You're in New Jersey Turnpike North. You're going in the wrong direction. So you thought that was bad. Hashem is just putting you back on track. He's making go in the right direction. You're getting Ra. You see it as Resh Ayin. Hashem says, look at it from my perspective, not from the human's perspective of Resh Ayin. Look at it from Ayin Resh. It's air, it's low rare, it's to wake you up. It's always a matter of perspective. So you can have a chesed that's Mida Kenegamida. Sometimes when Hashem punishes us, it's always an emes tikka chesed. Hashem is punishing us to wake us up, to put us on the right path, to get us going in the right direction. We even find it to Tehillim. David HaMelech writes in the last pasuk of Kapitol Samach Beis, Chapter 62, verse 13, what do we read? Olecha Adonai chosed, ki ata tesholim l'ish k'maseyu. Hashem, to you alone is kindness, is chesed. Why? Because you render to every man according to his work. Dahainu, you punish every person, and you reward them. And what's that called? Chesed. It's called chesed when Hashem punishes, when Hashem is mesholim l'ish k'fi maseyu. Why is that a chesed? Because it's always solely to put us back on track. And therefore, adds the Beis Yosef, once we see that David HaMelech uses it in one context, he uses it in the context of chasodim that are here to put us back on track. So they might be to get us l'tov, but right now they're ra. That's a chesed, that's not chasodim tovim. We ask Hashem every morning when we get up, they say, Gemlena chasodim tovim, Hashem, I know you work like that, I don't even want those punishments, now that I said, Chobis Yitzchayna, force me, compel me to just do good, so I don't need to taste your chesed, which is a chesed of punishing me, mina k'negan mida, like David uses it in Tehillim Samach Peishet Gimel. I want chasodim tovim. I want the chasodim that are tov from start to finish, not the chasodim that are going to lead me l'day tov, not the chasodim that are going to put me back on track, the punishing midah k'neged midah. I want chasodim tovim, chasodim that are good from start to finish. And one final pshat of Shimon Schwab. Writes Rav Schwab and his beautiful Perush al Tefillah. And this goes so beautifully with the opening word of this final brach of a sigmalenu. What is sigmalenu? What does it mean, gomel chesed? We know the Oz Gimel, Medrash Osius, Rabbi Akiva, and Shabbos Kavdala, and Amin Aleph, is called Gimel because it's gomel. A Gimel Dalet, gomel Dalet. Hashem is what? Gomel Dalet. He's always doing gemilas chesed for those who are impoverished, who are destitute. That's Gimel Dalet, gomel Dalet. And we mentioned many times the Rokeach. If you look at Chayes Sarah, what does Avram Avinu do? He sends Eliezer, search for suitable replacement for Sarah, search for a wife for Yitzchak. Now what does he do? We don't find anything in the pages. I want you to just find someone. All he does is sends him with a lot of camels. And constantly throughout Parshas Chayisar, what do we read about? Camels, camels, camels. And Eliezer was riding on camels. And Rivka gives to the camels to drink. And Rivka is riding on camels. Who cares what they're riding on? Writes the Rokeach. He wants to imbue, to ingrain into the psyche of Eliezer. I want you to be thinking from the beginning of the journey until the end. Camels, camels, camels. Why are they? Gomel, gomel, gomel. You go in the desert. Sahara Desert. Sahara Desert, by the way, is only 15% sand, by the way. It happens to be 70% rocks and gravel. I just read that recently. And the rest is other materials. 15% sand. But it's camels can go in the Sahara Desert and they do everything for you. And you don't have to drink. You don't have to give them to eat, to drink. They could carry it all with them. They're gomel. They're constantly gomel chesed. Those are camels. That's why we have the constant alliteration throughout Chayisara to remind Elias every step of the journey, just think Gamalim, Gomel, 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 just give. And that's what he's thinking about. So I'm looking now, Rivka. Rivka is, I want to give, I want to give, I want to give, I want to give to you. The Gamal Gamal Chashka. I always want to give, I want to come back, I want to be on the Gamal, because that's my Metzias. I always want to be Gomel, I always want to do good. Now, where does the word come from? What does it mean, Gomel? Right, Schwab, the word Gomel means literally to ripen. When a fruit ripens, it's called Gomel as Vayigmol Shekedim. By the staff of Aaron HaKohen, and almonds ripened, vayigmol shekedim. What does it mean ripen? Goma really means the fullest development of a particular object. And that means you got to the hashlomas ha'inyan. It could also refer to punishment. Gemulcha yashiv roshecha. Anytime Hashem rewards or punishes, it's an inyan of gemul. So we ask our Kodesh Ruch v'sigmaleinu, grant us chasodim, but I want the full measure of His graciousness, which will also be tova, meaning and that they will also lead to the benefit of others. And thus he's explaining not only v'sigmaleinu, he's explaining chasodim tovim. What is a chesed tov? A chesed tov is something which is granted to me with which I can also bestow favors onto others. This is the truthful measure or ripened endowment for which we are mespalel here. What a geshmak understanding. And Rav Shalom doesn't say this, but what does he really mean? The same idea when Hashem does a good for maisa chesed for you. So what's the halacha? You make a shechiyano. What happens if Hashem gives you something that you can now use to do chasanim to others? Let's say you buy a new car. If you're the only benefactor, They're the only beneficiary of that car. So you say, what? What if you have other people you're going to give rides to? In fact, we mentioned Rav Yonasan Steif has a tshuva, and his response is that anytime you give somebody a ride in your car, you're mekayim the mitzvah of achnosis orchim. Because you bring someone into your house, you're mekayim achnosis orchim, gedol achnosis orchim, yosem mekos panei ashchina, by Shabbos kiv chavzayin amud beis, by bringing them into your house, that's your bias kavua. But your car is your bayis mani. And we know there are people who Amish live in their homes. In fact, I remember when I was living in Baltimore, and we had younger lights living right near a bad section of Baltimore, so we often shared a car wash, took our cars to the car wash, same place that many others would take their cars to the car wash. And I bring my parents, I got from my parents a 1987 Colony Park Mercury station wagon. I said, rather than give it away to charity, you know, give it to me, that'll be the Kolomobile. And that's where I took 7-8 guys in the back of the station wagon. That's what, this is before anti-lock brakes, this is before anti-power steering. We were mamash all over the place. And that was, and I'd take it into the car wash, and I'd see that these people living on the other side of the tracks, if you will, her mamas weren't making any money, and they were driving a Mercedes and a BMW, and I'm in the car wash, and I'm driving. What's going on? I asked him, and he says, no, they don't live in a house. They live in their cars. That's mamas, their house. They put all the money into their cars. If you give someone a ride in your car, it's your bayit's money. It's your temporary home, and you're makayim the mitzvah, machnosis orchem rights of Yonasan Steif. So if you have a car that you're going to use to give other people a ride, you don't make a shechian, you make a teva meitzvah, because it's tov for me, and it's meitzvah that's noticed. Shechian, they come out of it. Great. I got to this day that I have the car. But if you're going to give people rides in the car, you say, Atova Meitav, what? It's tov for me. And Torah says they go hand in hand. It's only tov for you when you can now do tov for other people. And that's a v'sigam aleinu, Hashem. I want not chesed, I want v'sigam aleinu chasodim tovim. I want to have good that I could bring it to v'sigam aleinu gomel that it could ripen. Zosem Eretz that I could bring it to fruition. I could take the chesed you give to me, Hashem, and I could share it with other people, because that's the greatest chesed. To get a chesed that's tov means a chesed that's just for me is not necessarily tov. And that's why if we piggyback on a Schwab, what's the first mention of something that's not tov in this world? When it's old, only a person by himself. Let's go back to Bereishis, part base pasuk Yerches. Lo tov heyos olam levado, esa lo ezer kenedu. It's very geshmak. The first mention, especially al pi the cloud of the maral and the grot, that's the definition. You know what lo tov is? Because you're all by yourself. That's lo tov. Now that you get married, that is tov. The greatest tov is, because now you got someone with whom you can always bestow tov to. Lo tov heyos olam levado, esa lo ezer kenedu. And now you can always be mated b'macherim. When you get something from Hashem that you can now use at your disposal to be meitiv v'mabrios v'macherim, now it's hatov v'hameitiv, and that's the bracha that you recite, hatov v'hameitiv. And that writes for Schwab, that's Sigmalena Chesedim Tovim Sigmalena. Give me something that's the total ripening of Chesed, which is when it's a Chesed of Tov that I can now use this Chesed to be made of a Mabrius. That Rashab says this is Sigmalena Chesedim Tovim. I can now use it to make other people happy. And that is the ultimate expression of Tov. And that's why it's Chesedim Tovim Bedavka. And with that, we conclude. Bruchat Hashem, Gomel Chasodim Tovim Nama Yisrael. And that is what Hashem is doing all the time, not for everybody in the world. He's doing Chasodim Tovim for who? For Amo Yisrael, because we are his nation. He's not doing that for the Gaim. Just like we saw in the Nusach HaBrochas, there were a few times we were Madgish, we emphasized, even though Hashem opens up, gets the Gaim up in the morning too, and they could also stand on their feet, but in the end of the day, Hashem is also Yisrael B'Gvurot, Yisrael B'Tefara. We say Shloasani Gai, in the context we're still clearly emphasizing that this is part of parcel of our unique relationship with the Almighty. Hashem is Gomel Chasodim Tovim Na'amo Yisrael B'Dafka. Am I do chesed for the goyim? And he does do chesed for the goyim. But when Hashem does chesed for the goyim, it's not chasadim tovim. It's not kokulo tov. Like all the aforementioned explanations, it's not chasadim tovim for the nations of the world. And like Rosh Schwab, he's going to explain Aliba in accordance with the explanation that he just offered. Why do we close with this? Since Hashem gives us the full measure of his kindness, which we call chasadim tovim, now the meaning of this bracha is clear. And it has to be clear, because this is the conclusion of the opening of the bracha, which was ma'avar shena ma'inai sinu me'afapai. So how does the end of the bracha connect to the way we began the bracha? All right, Rosh Schwab. It started with ma'avar shena ma'inai, which we explained is referring to Klai Yisrael. Since we have removed this slumber from our eyes. Therefore, I, as a member of Klai Yisrael, can now see the world clearly. It's my job to be Masaki in the world. The Goyim's job is not to be Masaki in the world. The Jews were endowed with this chashuv responsibility of Tikkun Olam. I have to bring the world to its perfection. So now, as a member of Klai Yisrael, now I can open up my eyes and see the world clearly. We'll conclude the bracha that the fullest measure of all its chasadim is that, now that Hashem awakened us from our slumber and opened up our eyes through our attachment to His Torah and Mitzvahs, therefore, it's chasadim tovim, because it will benefit us as well as the rest of the world. That's chasadim tovim. Chasadim tovim l'am Yisrael. Hashem gave Klai Yisrael chasadim tovim, so we could be made to be we could go ahead and bring the world l'idei hashlama. We could do good for the Jewish people. We could do good for the world. And that's the way it always is. Spain made a mistake. They kicked us out, 1492, and economy goes downhill. Any nation that did well for the Jews, those nations prospered. You want to have chasodim that we get, that we do good for the world, not only the Jewish people. Those are chasodim tovim. That's the full measure, the full meaning of a chesed. That's kul kokulo tov, and that's a gift given dafka d'Am Yisrael. That's how we conclude the bracha. And now it's important to mention halacha l'maisa. We know this terminology of the Sigmaleno of Gomel Chasadim Tovim. We know it from our Berchas HaGomel. We have a Gemara in Berchas, the beginning of the ninth parak, Dafnun Dalet Amud Beis. Arba Chayav Nehodos. Four people have to go ahead and give Hodah. And we know what's the Nusach HaBrocha. This is Machlokas Rishonim. And we paskin, we say thank you to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and we try by Kriyas HaTorah. And when we have a minion, we try Berabim to be Mafarsein and thank Hashem Yisbarach Berabim. And we say Shegamalani Kol Tov, that you gave me Kol Tov. Part of why you're saying it, Barabbam, is, Hashem, you're giving me Tov, then now I could take this Tov, my health, the fact that I had a Yeshua, and now I could go ahead and be mate of others, works nicely with Shimon Schwab, I could do good for other people. What happens if a person is mesupik, is in doubt, and whether or not you're chayiv at Berchas HaGomel? Machlokas. Anytime you go in an airplane from New York to Eretz Yisrael, from Eretz Yisrael, I'm back to New York. Do you recite a Berchas HaGomel? Big machlokas aposka. According to our Moshe and Ramat Yosef, you say Berchas HaGomel with Shem and Malchus. According to the Chabinarov, the Satmarov, the Belzarov, the Briskarov, you don't say the bracha with Shem and Malchus. Some of them say you say it, but without Shem and Malchus. Ravurim and held in Ei Yisrael, and this is the minhag of many in Ei Yisrael, that since it's Maisim Machol Yom, that we go in the airplane back and forth, you don't even say the bracha at all. And that's the Kabbalah that I have also in my family in the yeshiva as well. And then nowadays, it's Maisim Machol Yom, Rabbi Menelt, an airplane, it could be. Even Ramosha might even agree today. Ramosha writing in the 60s and 70s, and maybe then. But air travel, we know, as safe. We're not talking about terrorist attacks, Khalila, but just the air travel itself. Other posts can say, but since Batsim, you're in a dangerous place, if I were to take away the floor of the airplane, you would fall out. Therefore, you're Batsim in a dangerous place. But as Rishon Mazalman argued, so what does that mean? If I throw my pajamas out the window, I should say Berchas HaGomel, because had I been in my pajamas, I would have fallen out the window. But you didn't. Right now, you're in a safe place, and you don't even feel the fact that you're going 400, 500 miles per hour. So it's a big machlokas. So let's say you're Mesubuk. So what should you do? You come back from Eretz Yisrael, you're Mesubuk. Should you say the bracha? Should you not say the bracha? Or you're in a car accident, Chalila Bachas, and you don't know, you have a suffix. What do you do? Listen to Shlomo Zalman, Alicha Shlomo. I'm a supuk. If you're in doubt, should you recite it or not? You get up in the morning, anytime you have the slightest doubt. Let's say you got out of bed, you got a Yeshua, a surgery, and you don't know. Do you say Berchas HaGomel or not? And therefore, you should go ahead and say this bracha and have kavano, that you're pottering, you're exempting yourself from the chiv of Berchas HaGomel. It would be even better if you could say the bracha. Gather 10 people and say, everybody, listen to my brachas ha-shachar. Hamar Rosh Hashanah, Samavah, Hirat, Samavah, and say the bracha out loud, and that will cover the bases. Ad kedei kach. Vim also kein. Avim yispar lo ach kach shayi mechuv bevadei lebrachas gomel. Let's say you got up the morning and you didn't know, and you only asked the Rav, the Shaila, and you found out 2 days later that you're taka chayiv to say Berchas HaGomel, but you already had this in mind. Lo yivarach shenis, you already yotzei, right? To Shlomo Zalman. Or, for example, and I've been asked the shayla many times, let's say a katan, A katan under the age of bar mitzvah is saved from a car accident. A katan is in the hospital, Rachman al-Slan, and now has a Yeshua. The katan alach lamaisa. People think, oh, a father will say the brach for a katan. There's no such thing. Arba chayavim nahodos. It only is a bar chiyuva. A katan has no chiyuv to recite a bracha sagomel. But let's say you have a katan who wants to thank Hashem. He's 11 years old and he wants to thank Hashem for helping him out. Or a father wants to say it because his son was saved. Halacha l'maisa, you don't recite a brachas gomel for your son, and the katan doesn't recite it with shema malchus. But what should you do? Yasu kain, tell your son have kavana when he recites the brachas hashachar. V'sigamaleinu chasonim tomim hagoma chasonim tomim Yisrael. Or the father will say it for his son. That's what you do in the chachil if you can't gather 10 people, but you'll say hagoma chasonim tomim l'am Yisrael. And righteous shomaz alman eats a zoo adifa milomer anusa kitikuna below shema malchus. Even though some people say, if you're in doubt, say the bracha without saying Shem Hashem. No, without Shem Malchus, it doesn't have a Shem bracha. Call bracha Shem Hashem Malchus in a bracha. It's just being marav zeretzon lodos Hashem. You're showing you that your rotzon is, I want to thank Hashem. But this is actually saying it, thank you with the Shem Hashem. Sapatzkin zeshom azalman orba halacha lamaisa. That's the best thing to do. Anytime you're in doubt, if you come off the airplane, in fact, Moshe held in Ramaji, you'll say that if anytime you're going over any body of water, anytime you're going more than 72 minutes, even if it's a domestic flight, you're going to recite a gomel. Most poskim don't paskin that way. But again, in doubt, the very next morning, just get up and say, it sounds just like you gave me all these good things. Finish with this brook and have a mind that it will patter up to brachas gomel. And now that we finish Brachas HaShachar, what's the very next thing we're going to do? We're going to say Parshas Akedah. What in the world is going on? Parshas Akedah now comes right afterwards. And we'll just conclude with this. And now for tonight, the Machaba writes in Siman Aleph and Sif Hey, Tov Lomar Parshas Akedah. It's good to say Parshas Akedah, which means it's not a chiyuv. As Rabbi Nevin Zal points out, it's not a chiyuv, it's a good thing to say. Parsha Akedah comes now that we just finished Brachas HaShachar. We go now right away into the Parsha of the Akedah. And why are we starting now with Akedah? Well, we're starting the section of Kabbanos. Before we start about the Kabbanos, let's talk about Yitzchak, who was a Korban Mamish. As the Mishnah writes, we'll say Parsha Akedah. Why? To remember Zechus Avos. His Mesiris Nefesh, let's be Machnia ourselves by starting with the Parshas Akedah. But perhaps just to leave you with this aura. And we just said, Amar Rashina Meina Mesinu Afapai. And Rav Shimon Schwab, and even if you don't learn like Rav Schwab, but clearly the end of the bracha is, Hashem is always doing chasadim tovim for us. Hashem, please continue to do chasadim tovim for us. Just like Rav Shimon Schwab said, you took away my slumber, you got me awake, Mavra Shena, Usnu Me'af Bayim. We said last week, there's Mavra Shena, Hashem does it gradually, takes away the sleep, which is the deeper slumber, and then takes away Snuma, someone who is Misnam named Kisus, is dozing off. First he takes away the slumber from inside my eyes, and then he takes away the light sleep from upon my eyelids. And that's the stages. And then right away I finish off Chasan and Tovim. Now I could see, I function now in the world, and now I go right into Parshas Akedah. Perhaps this is another smach for what the Rambam writes. The Rambam writes in Hilchos Tshuva and Paragimol Lochadalit. Alpha P, when it comes to Tzkiya Shofar, even though it's a Gezeres HaKosafi, it's Midarais, you have to blow the shofar, it's Yom Teruah. But Remez Yeshbo, and what's the Remez Yeshbo? Ur Yeshena Mishinaschet, V'kitzer Nedama Mitar Damaschem, wake up from your slumber. And what is Tzkiya Shofar? It's a wake-up call, everybody get up. And now that I just asked Hashem, get me up in the morning, Mavr Shena Me'ah Usinu Me'ah Fabai Hashem, you woke me up, what's the first thing that comes to mind? What else wakes me up? The shofar of Ay Elo Shel Yitzchak. The shofar that took the place, the Ayel of Yitzchak, that is the shofar and that's the wake-up call. Akedah Yitzchak is mentioned all throughout the davening, Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur. Why? Because it's a wake-up call. Uri Yashenim Mishinaschem. Avini Yathaiti, it's very geschmack. We just said, Mavr Shena Me'ah Usinu Me'ah Fabai. We're thanking Hashem, we got up in the morning. Shavuot says, you're thanking me. And now say, Parsha Keda, now wake yourselves up. Wake yourselves up figuratively, metaphorically. Wake yourselves up. It's not enough to get out of bed in the morning and just go by road into the van, wicked traffic, into the city, and you're still in a daze and you're still spacing out. No, you got to wake up. You might be awake and you might be functioning, but wake up out of that slumber. That's the Hemshech right after Mavar Shena. Hashem is doing Chasanim Tovim. Recognize that. Go into Parshas Hakeda. Yes, be Maser Shchus Chavas. Yes, think about the Mesiz Nefesh. But don't forget the Elo Shal Yitzchak, the Shofar, the wake up call. It's time to wake up in the morning. That's when we need to mention Hakeda Yitzchak. Right at the beginning of the day in the morning. It's get to hear the sound of the Shofar. Hear the wake up call. You got up in the morning, Mavar Shena. Thank Hashem and see the Chasanim Tovim. Wake up and see the light. We should have a gewaltige week. Shkai for coming. Have a great night. And call to Tamid HaMetzach.